If you've checked the mail this week, you might have received a postal vote application form for the federal election. Political parties mail out postal vote applications along with their campaign paraphernalia. And while they're official forms, parties are using another tactic to get your personal information. Isabel Rowe reports.
Australians will be showered in election material in the next 5 weeks.
Jobs change communities.
Out of three, I know Labor's Fair Go plan is good for families.
In the seat of Brisbane, many voters have already received an Australian Electoral Commission postal vote application form from LNP member Trevor Evans or Labor candidate Paul Newbury. It includes some political messaging and a reply paid envelope that voters could assume goes to the Electoral Commission, but it doesn't.
It's a bit cheeky and it's a bit non-transparent.
John Warner is a professor of political science at the Australian National University. He says parties send postal vote forms not just to be helpful, but to mine data, phone numbers, names and dates of birth. Even he was almost caught out.
I mean, I received the same form that you're talking about, and I thought the reply paid was to, in my case, the Ryan federal electorate going to the Australian Electoral Commission, and it's not. It's going to the Liberal Party.
The practice is legal and used by both major parties and some minor parties. If voters use the included reply paid envelope, their postal vote application form with their name, address and phone number is sent to a PO box belonging to the party that sent it. In a statement to the ABC, Coalition Campaign Headquarters defended the process.
The completed forms are sent to the AEC for processing. This is a long-standing practice and conducted by various parties.
But the spokeswoman couldn't say what the party does with the forms before it sends them on. The Australian Labor Party didn't respond to the ABC's questions. The independent member for the seat of Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, believes she knows what happens.
My understanding is, of course, they all get open. They've got your private information on there.
John Warner agrees.
They can take down any information on that person. You are giving information, not hugely sensitive, but you are giving some information to the political parties that you're either mobile, you're in jail, you're overseas, you're in defence, whatever, and they've got your date of birth.
Rebecca Sharkey wants the electoral laws changed to cut political parties from the postal voting process entirely.
Most voters don't realise they're actually sending their private information and that they're actually sending that directly to a political party. They're not sending it directly to the Electoral Commission.
The Australian Electoral Commission has told the ABC in a statement that voters don't need to use the reply paid envelope and can send their request direct to the Electoral Commission. But it's also announced a new social media campaign called Stop and Consider, reminding voters to be wary about political advertising.
Isabel Rowe reporting.